Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. George Lundberg, and this is At Large at Medscape. Back in the early Reagan era, 1983, I wrote, "What can explain a physician's gait? Why humankind need perseverate." That editorial in JAMA was about appropriate and inappropriate ordering of lab tests. Politics may change, but humans don't change much. Perseveration of lab test ordering is not the only form of American physician perseveration. How about polypharmacy? Approximately one-third of all prescriptions written in the United States are for the elderly. The average elderly American patient is taking more than 5 prescription medications. The average nursing home patient is taking 7. And that does not include OTC medications and nutritional supplements. Polypharmacy has been associated with increased risk of adverse drug events, harmful drug interactions, cognitive defects, falls, functional decline, potential hospitalization, even increased mortality. And I'm not only talking about opioids. Some medication can cause more harm than good. Optimizing medication through targeted de-prescribing can be a vital part of managing chronic conditions, avoiding adverse effects, and improving outcomes. Sometimes adverse drug withdrawal events can result. It could be as simple as worsening pain while reducing dosage of a pain medication. Some medications need to be reduced slowly to avoid withdrawal effects. De-prescribing is best not done by the patient alone, but by the patient and the physician acting together. Many of American medicine's very best programs have originated north of the border. Witness evidence-based medicine, especially the McMaster versions. Again, we owe the Canadians a thank you for proposing that formalized de-prescribing may be the way to go. From that Canadian project, we quote, "Prescribers have said that it's difficult to stop medications when prescribing guidelines only talk about starting them. The De-prescribing Guidelines for the Elderly Project developed evidence-based de-prescribing guidelines to support clinicians in safely reducing or stopping medications. We conducted a national survey to identify priorities for de-prescribing guidelines. Then we used an evidence-based approach to develop de-prescribing guidelines for 3 specific drug classes: proton pump inhibitors, benzodiazepine receptor agonists, and antipsychotics. We piloted these guidelines in 3 long-term care and 3 family health teams in the Ottawa area in Ontario, Canada." End quotes. Some American groups are also active. From the American Geriatric Society, a Choosing Wisely recommendation: don't prescribe a medication without conducting a drug regimen review. Medication review identifies high-risk medications, drug interactions, and those continued beyond their indication. Additionally, medication review elucidates unnecessary medications and overuse of medications and may reduce medication burden. Annual review of medication is an indicator for quality prescribing in vulnerable elderly. And perhaps the most important of all prescribing recommendations in 2017, the American Society of Anesthesiologists in Choosing Wisely, quote, "Don't prescribe opioid analgesics as long-term therapy to treat chronic non-cancer pain until the risks are considered and discussed with the patient. Patients should be informed of the risks of such treatment, including the potential for addiction. Physicians and patients should review and sign a written agreement that identifies the responsibilities of each party, such as urine drug testing, and the consequences of non-compliance with the agreement. Physicians should be cautious in co-prescribing opioids and benzodiazepines. Physicians should proactively evaluate and treat, if indicated, the nearly universal side effects of constipation and low testosterone or estrogen," end quotes. Unfortunately, the American physician and patient attitude has often been, "You got a problem, I got a drug that's going to fix that for you." you don't got a problem? There must be something wrong with you that one of the drugs I can prescribe will make better. I mean, really, you saw the ad about those symptoms on TV, right? Once upon a time in a management course I was taking, I was told that every organization should have a vice president in charge of killing things. I propose that for every teaching lesson about prescribing a particular drug, the curriculum should also include how to de-prescribe that same drug. Don't ever get into something unless you have figured out how to get out of it if needed. That includes writing prescriptions. That's my opinion. I'm Dr. George Lundberg at large for Medscape.